page 173, unit 42. Brexit has far more disadvantages than benefits for all.
The more the EU does, the less room there is for national decision-making. Boris Johnson.
It's undeniable that the year 2016 will go down in history as a year of strange political decisions. For example, the Brexit referendum in the UK. As for Brexit, I'd highlight some of the economic arguments of the Leave campaign. It isn't my intention to focus on the migration element, although it played a rather crucial role in the campaign, as it managed to swing some voters as the day approached. Economically, the debate centered around the British access to the world market. It's interesting to see that half of Britain's exports are targeted towards the EU, meaning that the country needs to negotiate a very favorable trade deal with the continent. In addition, another key element that might be beneficial is the fact that Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, TTIP, does not seem to be coming in the foreseeable future, as the US president is against it, just like most of the EU states. However, the UK is not a protectionist country and wants to establish bilateral trade agreements with the states. Another issue is the EU regulations that impact British businesses. As a member of the EU, Britain was forced to comply with many regulations. In my humble opinion, Brexit offers Britain the chance to try and free its economy from the constraints of the Union. I truly believe that the only chance for Britain to offer more and better paying jobs is to have a competitive economy, and this is what it will have with Brexit. Talking about jobs, however, a key disadvantage is what is going to happen to the jobs in the banking sector. It's predicted that although London has been the financial capital of Europe for the past couple of centuries, this role, together with the infrastructure and people, will shift to either Amsterdam or Frankfurt. Truly speaking, a key element in the Leave argument was prices. Once again, the country has the opportunity to return to world markets to buy cheaper food in particular, outside the common agricultural policy, which most Brits were dissatisfied with anyhow. The UK can now take advantage of more efficient producers of agricultural products and take advantage of surpluses from across the planet. Much the same goes for everything else Britain imports. As a consequence, the wages of British people could be worth more and inflation would be lower, and with the cheaper grocery bills, the welfare net of the country would be able to help poorer people. According to many British economists, more expensive food was one of the worst consequences of joining the EEC in 1973. Ultimately, the disagreements about Brexit end in the question of whether the UK is better off without a system that often opposes its interests. Taking both sides of the argument into consideration, we see that there is not much disagreement on whether more trade agreements, deregulation, or strong positions on international matters could benefit Britain. Not surprisingly, both sides agreed on those. But the Stay campaign believed the UK is only one country with very little influence on a world scale, while the Leave campaign strongly hoped that the country could achieve more than possible and would have no need of foreign assistance.